Well, it wasn't too bad, was it?
Asked Hermione anxiously in the entrance hall 2 hours later, still clutching the exam paper.
I'm not sure I did myself justice on cheering charms. I just ran out of time. Did you put in the counter charm for hiccups? I wasn't sure whether I ought to. It felt like too much. And on question 23.
Hermione, said Ron sternly,
we've been through this before. We're not going through every exam afterward. It's bad enough doing them once.
The fifth years ate lunch with the rest of the school. The four house tables reappeared over the lunch hour, and then trooped off into the small chamber beside the great hall, where they were to wait until called for their practical examination. As small groups of students were called forward in alphabetical order, those left behind muttered incantations and practiced wand movements, occasionally poking one another in the back or eye by mistake. Hermione's name was called. Trembling, she left the chamber with Anthony Goldstein, Gregory Goyle, and Daphne Greengrass. Students who had already been tested did not return afterward, so Harry and Ron had no idea how Hermione had done.
She'll be fine. Remember she got 112% on one of our charms tests? Said Ron.
10 minutes later, Professor Flitwick called,
Parkinson Pansy, Patil Padma, Patil Pavati, Potter Harry.
Good luck,
said Ron quietly. Harry walked into the great hall, clutching his wands so tightly his hands shook.
Professor Tofty is free, Potter,
squeaked Professor Flitwick, who was standing just inside the door. He pointed Harry toward what looked like the very oldest and baldest examiner, who was sitting behind a small table in a far corner, a short distance from Professor Marchbanks, who was halfway through testing Draco Malfoy.
Potter, is it?
Said Professor Tofty, consulting his notes and peering over his pince-nez at Harry as he approached.
The famous Potter?
Out of the corner of his eye, Harry distinctly saw Malfoy throw a scathing look over at him. The wine glass Malfoy had been levitating fell to the floor and smashed. Harry could not suppress a grin. Professor Tofty smiled back at him encouragingly.
That's it,
he said in his quavery old voice.
No need to be nervous. Now, if I could ask you to take this egg cup and make it do some cartwheels for me.
On the whole, Harry thought it went rather well. His levitation charm was certainly much better than Malfoy's had been, though he wished he had not mixed up the incantations for colour change and growth charms so that the rat he was supposed to be turning orange swelled shockingly and was the size of a badger before Harry could rectify his mistake. He was glad Hermione had not been in the hall at the time and neglected to mention it to her afterward. He could tell Ron, though. Ron had caused a dinner plate to mutate into a large mushroom and had no idea how it had happened. There was no time to relax that night. They went straight to the common room after dinner and submerged themselves in studying for Transfiguration next day. Harry went to bed, his head buzzing with complex spell models and theories. He forgot the definition of a switching spell during his written exam next morning, but thought his practical could have been a lot worse. At least he managed to vanish the whole of his iguana, whereas poor Hannah Abbott lost her head completely at the next table and somehow managed to multiply her ferret into a flock of flamingos, causing the examination to be halted for 10 minutes while the birds were captured and carried out of the hall.